Turtleman and the Phantom, a show that took the entire world by storm. Created by two incredible developers who are very talented and smart in every way, the show follows Turtleman, the Phantom, and Officer M, who are these three heroic best friends who go to many places across the world, meeting good guys, bad guys, and some weird guys, who are sometimes pretty idiotic. At one point, it was the most popular show in the world, getting millions of viewers per episode. Despite the huge fan base of the show, there's quite a few things that aren't too obvious on the surface. Some secrets surrounding the show, when it's first started, the characters and locations, and more. So in this video, we're going to be uncovering the Turtleman and the Phantom iceberg. We're going to be here, checking out the iceberg and uncovering the secrets of Turtleman and the Phantom's history. Sit tight. I guarantee that by the end of this, you may or may not learn something that you didn't know. Well, with that, let's begin. I'm the Phantom.
And I'm Officer M.
Yes. Today, both of us are going to be traversing this iceberg, looking at the weird, the obvious, and everything that comes in between those two. So, without further ado, let's begin. At the top of the iceberg happens to be the Turtleman and the Phantom IMDb. If you're unaware of what IMDb is, then you either don't use online a lot or you're living under a rock. But it's a website that contains information about movies, TV shows, books, and more. At one point, Turtleman and the Phantom had an entry on IMDb, which contained info about the show, the voice actors, the many episodes, some trivia, and more. It would seem that this IMDb page first appeared almost a year ago, as the making of this video, around September of 2023. However, just a few days ago, at the end of August 2024, the IMDb was mysteriously taken down and can no longer be accessed. This also includes the IMDb's for the two games and the two movies. And if you're curious, here's the last screenshot that I took before it got taken down. So, yeah. Next up on the iceberg is the Yoshi Resort add-on. An add-on for the very popular game that you may or may not heard of called Minecraft. I hear it's a game about mining and crafting things. It sounds pretty stupid. However, the Bedrock version of Minecraft, which covers consoles and mobile devices and laptops, has these things called add-ons. They're essentially modifications to the game that can add new mobs, items, and more. And for a while, believe it or not, there was an add-on that introduced features from the hit map Yoshi Resort, which has made collaboration appearances in Turtleman and the Phantom. But did you know that this add-on actually contained Turtleman and the Phantom related content in it as well? You could find mobs like Turtleman, the Phantom, Officer M, and their bestest friend in the whole world, Victor, as well as items that represented these characters, like the Amulet of Souls and more. However, recently, this add-on has stopped working because the Bedrock Edition made some strange changes to add-ons. So you can only play with these features if you're on like older versions of the game, which sucks, I know. Fuck you, Mojang. So next up on the iceberg would happen to be, believe it or not, the Turtleman and the Phantom merch.
Buy the merch.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. Yes, there actually is Turtleman and the Phantom merch available on this website that I forgot the name of, but I'm putting it on the screen right now if you want to check it out. It's got t-shirts that depict not only the main poster of the show, but also some episodes that happened. There's even these cute little ornaments that you can buy. That'll be a great Christmas present. And if nobody buys these, they might get taken down, so please hurry. So, going down on the iceberg to the next level underneath, we have the lost episode credits. Ooh, spooky. You might recall that about this time last year, I posted a video to my channel entitled The Turtleman and the Phantom Lost Episode Credits. But if there's credits for this lost episode, then where is the lost episode? Some legends say that the lost episode features Turtleman and the Phantom murdering Officer M with hyper-realistic blood and bloodshot eyes, which also causes anyone who watches it to gain permanent amnesia and delirium. But the lost tape hasn't been found. I also haven't found it. And if you pay extra attention, you may notice that the lost episode credits were tacked onto the end of last year's Halloween special. Why was this? I don't know. I couldn't think of it. Anything else to do. Just ignore it.
So next on this beautiful iceberg is Elizabeth. Yes, the crazy businesswoman who we don't know much about. Could she and Officer M be in a relationship of sorts?
Ooh.
Officer M has said no constantly multiple times, but Elizabeth has hinted at tons of times as well. What do you think, the Phantom?
I have absolutely no idea. Officer M probably doesn't get any girls, so probably not. But Elizabeth also claims to be a business owner, but what business? She's never said what business. Some say it's a business that sells antiques. Some say it's a business that sells weapons of mass destruction. Elizabeth herself doesn't seem to know. Or it's all BS and she has no business. We'll never know because she's disappeared from the show. She went on a plane flight. She got annoyed by some guy called Sushi. And she's never coming back. Ever, 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 ever.
Yes. And we've never really known why she disappeared really that much. Nothing was really confirmed. Next on the iceberg is Turtleman and the Phantom Fighters, a free-to-play fighting game created way back in 2019 that only had up to Season 4 content and was shut down, then updated to 2023 in content.
However, the game has not received updates in quite a while, and the developers have not really spoken out about it. Is the game abandoned? Will it ever have new features added based on the new seasons and movies? We may never know, or maybe we will know soon, or never, or soon, or never, or soon. Up next on our iceberg might happen to be David. And if you are uncertain as to who David is, then I definitely blame you because he's a very major and important character on the show and you are a doofus if you don't know. David seemingly lives in Yoshi Resort and you can spot him in the background of some Yoshi Resort related scenes. He has a really nice looking design. I'm showing it on screen right now. It's absolutely gorgeous. However, some say that David used to take on a different form, one who may have once went on an adventure that ended in catastrophe. I can't confirm this though. Another entry on our iceberg comes in the form of the origins of the Phantom. As you may have noticed, the Phantom is a phantom, like a ghost. I know, shocking, right? But if he is a ghost, then that must mean that he must have taken a more alive form before he was a ghost. But what could this alive form be? It's quite cryptic on what exactly his life as a human was like, and it was not really revealed much at all until the second movie, The Lost Origins, when we find that his human name was Matthew and he lived in the city of London. That's very interesting. But then he got killed by a train. However, it still is quite a bit vague. What were his parents like? What was his school life like? His social life? What did he enjoy doing as a human? Stuff that he can't do now as a ghost, like properly eat or what clothes he liked to wear. You never know, because he's still a ghost, fun fact. His name is the Phantom and he's still a Phantom. That's crazy.
His nickname was The Matthew, which he eventually got called The Phantom. His name was The Matthew before. So obviously he put the Phantom as his nickname. He got that as his real name now. So yeah.
And up next on the iceberg would happen to be the Soul Witch add-on. In case you weren't paying attention because you're stupid and idiotic or have bad memory, an add-on is a modification to the Bedrock edition of the popular video game you may have heard of, Minecraft, which revolves around mining and crafting. However, there was actually another add-on for this Bedrock version that tied into Turtle Man and the Phantom. That being an add-on that added the villain of the Halloween special into the game, the Soul Witch. This add-on was first released to the world just in time for Halloween of last year, before the special even came out, allowing you to kind of replicate the battle that Turtle Man, the Phantom and Officer M faced in the special in your Minecraft worlds. But because Mojang are stupid idiots, you can't do it anymore. So, yeah, sorry.
Next on the iceberg is Barkville, a very interesting and mysterious place. Barkville is the place that Officer M and his grandpa, named Grandpa Shed, lived. And they first meet him in a season 7 episode called Sparkville. With that in mind, it's just a general visit, I believe. And with all that, it becomes some sort of crazy thing with the Phantom going into Grandpa Shed's body, and then he kills him, but then Officer M tries to revive him with CPR, and then he kills him. It's insane. And then he appears again in the Soul War, and yeah, it's crazy. It also has appeared recently in season 10.
It's only made very few appearances across the show, and there's a lot of unanswered questions about this island. What's the deal with Grandpa Shed? Why was he called that, and why did he live in a shed? Why did Officer M and Dr. M choose to hang out here during the Yoshi Resort War? What's the deal with all those monsters in the forest? I'm sure we'll have some answers to that when it next appears about 3 seasons from now. So up next would happen to be Super Grun Adventure. If you are unaware of what Super Grun Adventure is, then I blame you because it's a really popular game. It follows this man named Grun, who is just living his best life with his horse landlord and his wacky retro features, until he learns that his brothers Mario and Luigi have been kidnapped by an unknown entity. So Grun has to go on a super adventure to get them back before time runs out. However, what you might not be aware of is that this game actually features Turtle Man and the Phantom crossovers in it. Yes. In one area, in a small village, you can actually find Officer M present, and you can talk to him too. Incredible! Up next on the iceberg would happen to be weird websites. It might sound a bit weird as to what I'm talking about, but essentially, if you search up Turtle Man and the Phantom, this seems to work better if you search it up on laptop, then you will see some really strange websites that weren't created by any of the developers. These websites may be or may not be tied to the now gone IMDb, but these websites show things like info about the show and ratings of it, and characters and descriptions of the movies and stuff. These were weird, unauthorized pages. Some of them are in different languages too. It's really weird.
So next is Channel 99 and 100. So Channel 99 is kind of the creators slash producers and everything of Turtle Man and the Phantom. Even though they don't know it's a TV show, it's like meta kind of thing for the show, like they don't know it. And it really works when we factor in 100, Channel 100 in here, because there's like another version of Turtle Man and the Phantom called Purple Man and Tractum, that started earlier than Turtle Man and the Phantom, which Pac-Man and Trapstone started in 2014, and Turtle Man and the Phantom started in 2019, with Turtle Man and Trapstone being the most viewed show, and then with being the most popular show with Chris the Blip and Inspector Rem and all. And then when the show got cancelled due to the show having problems with the characters, there's lots of things the characters dying, and then they were brought back by the Devourer using the Amulet of Souls, and then they used that to come back for one episode, and then they died again. It's a weird time, that one, and this happened during season 7-8
of Turtle Man and the Phantom.
Of Turtle Man and the Phantom.
So, digging deeper into the iceberg happens to be an entry called the Elizabeth X Evil King Ghost episode. The Evil King's ghost was prominent in the show between season 5 and 6, but took more appearances in season 6 after the three heroes had to trap it in another urn. There was planned to be an episode of this sixth season where Elizabeth, who was still living in the city of Nexus, accidentally found the urn, and not knowing what was in it or anything, she opened it up and actually became friends with the Evil King's ghost somehow. It's not known why this episode was scrapped. Maybe they were getting sick of Elizabeth, sick of Evil King's ghost. Who knows? Up next down here in the iceberg is the Evil King's real name. The Evil King was really the first villain introduced to Turtle Man and the Phantom of the Evil X format. But what's his real name? What do we know about that? In one episode from season 4, the Phantom claims that his real name is Roderick, but then Elizabeth also called him Richard in a season 3 episode. But it seems that the Evil King dismissed both of these names. So, what is it? What is it he actually called? Never revealed it. It was never revealed in the season 4 premiere that was about his backstory. And we didn't learn about it in the Lost Origins with flashbacks of the Evil King. So it looks like we will never know the Evil King's real name. Coming up next on the entries is the Cobra King's corrupted demo. Turtle Man and the Phantom Cobra Kings is the planned second video game based off of Turtle Man and the Phantom, revolving around Turtle Man, the Phantom, and Officer M having to learn karate to save the world from an evil robot that is planning to take over it. The game hasn't released yet and is still in the very early stages of development, but something you might not know is that there's actually a demo of it that's Lost Media that was finished by some of the creators. This was a very small demo. You could play as Turtle Man, the Phantom, and Officer M, and there was a small desert area where Elizabeth was present. Unfortunately, the demo was corrupted and deleted off of the Phantom guy's computer. He's a real sucker. And I did also play through this demo. No one else got to play this demo before it was corrupted and is now Lost Media.
Next on this iceberg of madness is where the show takes place. Throughout the show, there's been multiple mentions of countries and other wacky places like Sparkville, for an example. But you'd also hear real life countries like Denmark, London.
London's not a country, you idiot.
Exactly, but you get what I'm saying. But still, they would mention real life places and countries just in general, still.
Across the show of Turtle Man and the Phantom, there seems to be a weird mix of made-up fantasy places mentioned, but also real-life locations mentioned. Maybe the Turtle Man and the Phantom map is like the 8th continent of the world or something. I don't know. Maybe we gotta go discover it, like Christopher Columbus. And now we're at the very bottom of the iceberg, starting off with the Lost Pilot episode. The very first episode of Turtle Man and the Phantom from the show's first season is called From Foe to Friend, and it features Turtle Man and the Phantom first meeting up with Officer M. And Officer M doesn't like them at first, he's trying to get them arrested. But eventually, by the end, they save his life and he becomes more chill with them. But did you know that there was actually a lost pilot episode of Turtle Man and the Phantom? This pilot episode was originally created by Del River Lord and this guy called Kane, who used to be Turtle Man before DSD Gaming hopped on. However, this is now lost media. This pilot episode only contained Turtle Man and the Phantom fighting a big monster. Officer M wasn't even in it.
Next on the iceberg is the Meme Show. Now, this was like a second TV show and was short-lived and ran from 2019 to like 2019 and got low reviews, and everyone who watched the show got diarrhea and hated it. And yeah, it was an awful show. It basically is what it says in terms of the title. It was a meme show. It featured famous people like Miranda Sings and SpongeBob. It was a wacky concept. Last up on the iceberg is Lost Episode Season 1 to 5.
Turtle Man the Phantom has a very comprehensive and awesome list of episodes spanning across 9 seasons as well as the currently ongoing 10th one. However, did you know that there are actually some episodes from the first 5 seasons of the show that have now become lost media? What I mean is essentially the creators cannot remember some of the original episodes from these seasons, so they had to come up with new ideas and just wrote those down and pretended they always existed. Yeah, I know. What stupid guys. I hope they die in a car crash or something. So the real episodes from season 1 to 5 that originally were in place of those made up ones are now lost media. I take a shot every time I say that in this video.
Now, 1 to 5 in terms of the current state of episodes, not the lost ones, are great. But if someone out there can find the lost episodes, they've found a treasured gold mine of episodes. But it's definitely something to look for, because it's a mystery that will never be solved.
And with that grim and cryptic note about the future of this horrible show, we end our look at the Turtle Man and the Phantom iceberg. I guarantee there's at least one thing in here that you didn't know about. And if there was something new you learned about, comment it below so I can say I told you so. And if you didn't learn anything new, then unsubscribe and leave forever. So, thank you for watching. This is goodbye from the Phantom.
And Officer M, enjoy the merch.
Yeah, shut up about the merch, bro.